This is Wealth Made Simple with Matthew Klein from Copley Financial Group. You need a financial strategy that counts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of Wealth Made Simple is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now here's Wealth Made Simple.
Hello and welcome back to Wealth Made Simple. My name is Matthew Klein with Copley Financial Group. If you'd like more information about what you hear during our show today, give us a call at 1-888-WEALTH-9 or visit us online at wealthmadesimplepodcast.com. While you're at the website, go ahead and click on the show notes page to check out past shows and to subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Please don't hesitate to reach out to us with any questions or concerns or to set up a face-to-face or virtual meeting, completely complimentary. Again, we have our very gracious guest, Tony Shore. Tony?
Yeah, great to be here with you, Matt. I know you've got a great show planned for us. And it's going to be a good one. I've had a great week. How about you? Have you been keeping busy?
Busier than I'd like, probably. Yeah, it's been quite time consuming, especially with tax season approaching. Right,
yeah.
We're 4 days away from April 15th, yep. So everybody's scrambling to get all the information they need to, get that paper in.
Yeah. For sure. And that's huge. And everybody's thinking about taxes this time of year, whether you've just filed or you've have an extension. It is tax season. And a lot of people spend time looking back at last year's taxes, maybe with their CPA, which is a good thing. Look back, see what's happened and get those taxes done. But it really helps to look ahead, doesn't it? And we're going to talk about that a little bit today. But before we do that, Matt, I want to let our listeners know that you do love talking to them, hearing from our listeners. How can they get a hold of you once again? What's that phone number?
Sure. You can reach us anytime at 888-WEALTH-9 or visit the website at wealthmadesimplepodcast.com. Again, we offer a free complimentary consultation, or if you just have a couple of quick questions, I'm happy to answer those as well, too.
Yeah, that sounds great. Let's talk about taxes today. I know that's something you wanted to talk about. And so many people right now are looking back, as I mentioned, and as you mentioned, at last year's taxes. But why is it important to look ahead when it comes to taxes? And what do you mean by that?
Well, when we're looking ahead, we're talking about what the tax burden is going to be after we retire and even deep into retirement. And that's usually referring to capital gains taxes and, more importantly, probably income taxes in retirement.
So, yeah. So you want to a lot of people, I think, assume that their taxes are going to be low in retirement. A lot of people have this misconception, I think. Hey, when I retire, I'm no longer working, so I'm going to have hardly any taxes at all. But that's not true, is it?
No, absolutely not true at all. In fact, oftentimes we can see people jump up a tax bracket, especially when they hit the age of 72. And that's because they're going to get forced into those RMDs, required minimum distributions, out of their retirement accounts.
Sure.
So it's kind of funny the way the IRS sets this up. You're almost penalized for being a better saver, because the more money that you put into those retirement accounts, your IRAs and 403Bs, TCPs, 401Ks, whatever it is for you, the higher those required minimum distributions are going to be, increasing your tax burden and almost certainly pushing you into a higher tax bracket. This is especially true for my clients and clients of our firm, because we maximize Social Security and we do so many other things correctly that money is often not needed until the required minimum distribution, or not needed in that capacity, and becomes just unwanted income. So we're always looking to lower those RMDs and the income tax burden as a whole.
Yeah. So a lot of people don't realize you're talking about things like traditional IRAs, traditional 401Ks. And if I hear you correctly, what you're saying is when you hit retirement and need to start taking that money out, especially when you're forced to take money out starting at age 72 or 73, then you have to pay taxes on all the money, the growth, the principal, anything you take out is fully taxable at the full income tax rate, right?
Yeah, that's correct. That's if you do nothing. But there are definitely some great strategies out there, if you're willing to be proactive about it, that can substantially lower that tax burden down the road. One of my favorite ways to do this is siphoning money from those retirement accounts and getting it over into your Roth IRA account. And that account is going to be tax-free for life. So you're going to have to pay a little bit of taxes when you're moving it over, and you're going to really want to be strategic and smart about this. And I definitely advise consulting a professional before trying to do this on your own. But when done the right way, it can save you tens of thousands, even six figures worth of taxes over the course of your lifetime.
Wow. And you're not a tax professional yourself, but you're as a financial planner and financial advisor, you look at the big picture and you look at the tax picture as it's going to be ahead of time. Most CPAs who are tax professionals, who you work alongside CPAs with your clients to help them. And that's great. And you need that 1-2 punch on your team, a financial advisor and a CPA. But CPAs are usually busy doing last year's taxes for you this year. You're looking at the big picture saying, hey, maybe if you pay a little bit of tax on it now and convert it to a Roth down the road, it's going to grow. And that money's going to come out tax-free when you really need it in retirement. Is that what you're saying?
That's absolutely correct, Tony. So obviously, I'm not a CPA. So the person you're going to want to speak to file your taxes is your accountant. That's the person you're going to be dealing with a lot during this month of April every year. But you're not going to find that they have a huge emphasis on how the tax code relates to the investments, especially when we're looking 5 or 10 years into the future. And that's why I put a big emphasis on that for my clients, to make sure that we are giving as little to Uncle Sam as possible, right?
Yeah.
It's their money. They've earned it. We want to make sure that as much of that goes in their pocket without being taxed in retirement.
Yeah, that's huge. And I think that's important to note. So it sounds like, and you've mentioned this to me before, that you like to have different buckets of money for people in retirement, different allocations. And today we're talking about the tax-free bucket. And a big thing in that tax-free bucket to have money that's tax-free in retirement is the Roth IRA.
Yep, that's 100% correct. There's three buckets. You have your fully taxable, your tax me later, which would be those IRA and 401k accounts we spoke about, and the tax me never, which is that Roth IRA account. Once you get it in there, it's completely tax-free. You can bequest that to your children or your heirs, and they actually are given 10 full years to leave it in that Roth IRA account before they have to take it out. Essentially, giving them, you know, the possibility to double it before taking it out completely tax-free. So it works in your favor on so many levels. It's going to save you on your taxes for the RMDs. It's tax efficient compared to just leaving it in the IRA regularly. And also it plays into proper estate planning.
Yeah, that's great. So what about with Roth IRAs? Obviously, you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. So Roth IRAs sound great, but you probably don't want to put every single dime you have for retirement into a Roth IRA. You have other options, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So let's say that you have money that is in the tax me now bucket. Well, there are investments that have beneficial tax benefits. You know, there are certain real estate investments and real estate investment trusts that offer attractive tax benefits, the ability to write off some of the cost basis and bring that income in tax-free. And if you're smart about this, you can continually roll that money with no tax consequence into the next real estate investment and keep stepping up that cost basis. And if eventually you leave that to your children or your heirs, well, they'll pick up another step up in cost basis when they inherit it. You've essentially pushed out those capital gains on your real estate investments inevitably and never paid them. So regardless of what bucket the investments are in, there's a strategy to reduce your tax burden.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. And so there are strategies where you can reduce your taxes now, utilizing contributions, obviously, to 401k and traditional IRA, But that tax-free bucket sounds great. And there are certain things, like you said, real estate trusts. We talked about Roth IRAs. I wanted to ask you, is insurance, like a cash value insurance policy, is that another way people can have tax-free money in retirement?
Sure, absolutely. What we call an IUL, Indexed Universal Life Policy, can certainly provide another bucket of tax-free income. Now, with that, you're going to have to pay a little bit of what you contribute to that into the actual life insurance policy, and you're going to try to maximize as much of that payment towards the policy that goes into the investment side. But it is a tax shelter that can provide tax-free income down the road. I usually like to go with the Roth IRA and the other tax reducing strategies. Sure. And then if we have enough money left over, you know, start getting into some of the higher level stuff like the Index Universal Life Policies.
Sure, sure. And those can provide death benefits as well as cash value is usually the thing there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So if there is a need for life insurance, mm-hmm. I think that's certainly the way to go, because you're going to, you know, kind of hit, you know, two birds with one stone. You're going to protect yourself with that policy and also be building up cash value that you can borrow without any tax consequences in retirement. And you want to spread things out, have as many different strategies and buckets as possible. And it creates a lot of options down the road, right?
Yeah.
You know, let's say you want to take an extra vacation and you're afraid that it's going to push you up into that next tax bracket. Well, you're going to take it from one of these places where it's not going to trigger that next taxable event.
Yeah. Rather than pull it out of an account where it's fully taxable, you want these other options like a Roth to utilize for something like that. I get it. That makes sense. But what I really see here, Matt, from what you're saying is, and this is what I like about you, you're not just, if somebody goes to somebody that's just selling insurance, they're just going to push them all for, you know, if all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail, right? If your only yeah. If your only tool is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. And that's why, you know, you go to an insurance salesman and they're going to say, I can help you with financial planning by putting you into these insurance policies. If you go to a broker, they're going to say, I can help you for your financial future. We're going to put it all in the stock market. And that's what I like about you is you look across the board at all the different options as an independent financial services professional, correct?
Yep, that's 100% correct, Tony. You're going to want someone who's impartial as possible, who's got as many options as possible. And to get even more granular, you want to stay away from people who are what we call captive, meaning that they are held to only offer the products and services of the one company that they work for.
The big box financial companies just have their own products that they push. And so you go to one of these big box chains for financial advice and they're going to say, we're going to put you in, you know, their own account. And this is our account and that's their portfolio. Whereas you have, as an independent, you look at all the top rated insurance companies. You look at all the great investment opportunities out there and you say, this fits your specific needs the best. Or right now, this company is offering the best possible solution for what you're trying to achieve, right?
That's 100% correct, Tony. And it varies, you know, several times throughout the year, we'll pivot and say, well, this was the best. And now something else has come along and we're going to recommend that. And obviously it's going to be dependent on the individual person's situation and customized to their needs and problems. But we're certainly not married to any investment or service, and we're going to continue to just keep going with whatever the best option is. And being independent, like you said, gives you that ability to really choose from any investment on the planet and make sure that your client's getting serviced in the best possible way.
Yeah. And you had briefly mentioned earlier, like you first look at maximizing people's Social Security. You mentioned that. And that fits into tax planning and retirement, because a lot of people don't realize Social Security can be taxed as well, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So for most states, Social Security income is not taxed on the state level. I believe there's 11 states that do.
Including my home state of Minnesota does tax Social Security.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. New York, where I'm at, does not.
Yeah.
Some of the big retirement destinations like Florida obviously has no income tax.
Right.
Vegas is becoming popular. They're not taxing Social Security. California, a lot of people move there. They have the highest income tax brackets in the country, but no Social Security tax.
Yeah.
On top of, most states not taxing it, there's also a guaranteed break federally. So even at the highest tax bracket, federal government's only going to tax 85% of your Social Security income, meaning that 15% is going to be tax-free. So most likely, you're going to hopefully have no state tax. You're going to at least get a 15% state tax. Federal tax discount. And if you're beneficial enough to fall into one of the lower brackets with Social Security, it's possible to completely get off tax-free. In fact, some of our clients don't even have to file because they don't have any taxable income. So
yeah.
Again, a lot of ways to really maneuver if you set yourself up right, but you can't just wake up one day and say, hey, I'm ready to do this, in your 70s. By then it's usually too late. You got to plan ahead, be proactive, do these things strategically, gradually, year after year.
Yeah. And that's the key, planning and plan ahead. Have a written financial plan and retirement plan in place. You don't want to run out of money in retirement. You don't want to end up giving all your money to Uncle Sam, right? And in fact, you know what, man? I don't even think he's my real uncle.
Yeah, he's certainly not mine, that's for sure. And Tony, that's why I love you. I tend to ramble a little bit, and you always pluck out really that key nugget. And you're right, planning is the key word with everything that I've said. And every little bit helps. I hear people say, well, I didn't do it, so I don't think it makes any sense to start now, do what you can, build upon it. You'd be shocked at what the cumulative effect of a couple of years can do, reducing the taxes. And one other big thing to note here is that if you invest your money and you do well, you're going to have to pay taxes on those gains. And if you're working still and you're making good income, well, obviously you're going to pay taxes on that income. But if you save money on taxes, that whole savings goes in your pocket. So it can really be one of the most valuable things you're going to do in your retirement plan to make sure that you don't run out of money.
Yeah. Minimizing the tax burden. Every dollar you don't spend in taxes is a dollar in your pocket, right? So
correct.
Yeah. Yeah. And like you alluded to the timing there of, now is the time. It's like I always say, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
That's the best. Second best is today, right now.
Correct.
Right? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And that is when it comes to tax planning, I think that's what you're saying here is, don't delay. Let's get a plan in place to minimize that tax burden, especially for yourself once you're in retirement. And, whether you're 45 or 55 or 60, let's get a tax plan in place for retirement. And I know how to do that. I happen to know a guy. I'm not going to name names, Matt Klein, but I know a guy that people can call to get this taken care of. So before we go today, Matt, let our listeners know out there how they can get a hold of you and set up a complimentary consultation to get a plan in place.
Sure. You can reach out to us at 888-WEALTH-9. Again, a complimentary consultation, or I'm happy just to answer a couple of quick questions if you don't want to go through a big process. You can also visit the website at wealthmadesimplepodcast.com. You can click on the show notes there and subscribe to the show, or you could reach out to our company website at copleyfinancial.com and peruse some of the information that we have there. Happy to help in any way that I can.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Matt. And listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Wealth Made Simple with our host, Matt Klein.
Thank you for joining us for Wealth Made Simple. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Matthew Klein at Copley Financial Group at 888 888- 832-5849 or visit wealthmadesimple.org now. Join us again soon for another episode of Wealth Made Simple.
All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.